Buster DJs. Cashbox, Billboard, and Record World all pick my record for a hit. I call and write you DJ fellas, and you haven't even heard of it. I don't know what's wrong with you guys, 'cause I know I mailed you some. I got your name from CMA, and I licked and stamped each one. It's just like any other record. It ain't square, the darn thing's round. I cut it down here in Nashville, so it's got that Nashville sound. Old Harlan, Hank, Willie, Dallas, and Roger wrote the song, and they're supposed to be the best dang writers around. And it's got a pretty good story to it. There's suffering in every line. In fact, it reminds me of a song old Buck sings, something about crying time. You see, Harlan starts the song off about this old boy wanting this girl to pick him up on her way down. Then Hank wrote a verse where the guy changes his mind and tells the girl, no, don't touch me. Well, Willie thought this was a little too rough on the girl, so in his part, he had the fellow to reconsider and say, oh, go ahead, touch me. Then on the bridge part, Dallas tells about how the guy slips and calls the girl Elvira, and that's not even her name, you see. Then Roger described how the old boy, knowing he goofed, just stood up, looked disgusted, and said, dang me. So you see, fellas, my record could be a hit. And if you knew how long it took me to convince Mr. Don Law and Frank Jones, well, I know you'd play it. I just talked to Charlie Lamb, and he said if it got in the top 10 in the other charts, he'd try to find a spot for it and format it. How's that? Oh yeah, I got me one of those nudie suits. Now I even look like a star. And after a couple Jimmy Klein and Hat People tours, they're gonna put an autographed picture of me on the wall down at Tootsie's Bar. I'll close now, but remember, country music can be a lot better and bigger if we all do our share. So I'll keep making them back here in Nashville, and you all keep spinning them out there. Your old friend Slim. P.S. If you DJs ever come to Music City, be sure and look me up. I'll probably be backstage at the Opry. Well, it's pretty hard to get on the front of that stage unless you know someone or have a friend. You might talk to Marty Robbins, the Flat Scruggs, Grant Turner, Marion Worth. Might even mention String Bean. That might help. I don't know. It just seems like you can't do anything unless you know somebody.